What really happened to Juice WRLD, the 21-year-old rapper, when he died? Was there something more sinister behind the deaths at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival? Were these two young musicians pawns in a bigger scheme? Today we test the believability of the Juice WRLD and Travis Scott conspiracies.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Here we go. I've been milking this topic for myself.
I know for a fact that you've wanted to do this for a while and that it's been requested of us for a little bit, right?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was either on like Twitter.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Was it Twitter?
Someone did mention this to us. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I love everybody on Twitter, and I love you for my Cleveland sports, but I'll be honest, in terms of like what we remember, Instagram will always be top, which yeah. is crazy to me, because Instagram wasn't even in my life until 2 years ago.
No, but Twitter is just something we just don't, it's just not on our radar. I don't know why.
If you want me to see something, add us and hashtag it with Baker Mayfield, and I will find it, I promise you.
Baker might too, which would be cool. That'd be cool.
You know what I was just thinking?
No.
That's good, because if you could have mind reading powers, I'd be a little terrified. You know, I was just thinking about like going live, right? Like we only do it once a year on Halloween.
Yes, thankfully, yes.
But here's the thing. There's a difference between performing live on video versus performing live if this was like radio. How would you feel if right now we were live, people could tune in live, but it was just audio, not video?
I would feel less self-conscious.
Yes.
But also, I'd be nervous about the things I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just hit me, like, literally when you were reading your questions to start this episode, I was thinking, I was like, when we're on video, I'm so much more in my head about what I say, because it's live, it's in the moment. But I was thinking, if nobody could see me, because I feel like I'm hiding over here. Like, I don't know why. My setup is very different this time, even though it's not.
Our setup is not really conducive to video.
No, not at all. Like, we don't sit next to each other.
Ew. Ew, I hate
we're
you.
Across from each other.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm hidden over here. I can just say whatever I want.
Kind of
like
in the corner.
I know.
Bit.
I'm like, what if it was live? Would I feel any different? And I don't know if I would. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. And
no, we're talking about young musicians.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know this. Juice WRLD. I know Travis Scott. He did that song with Drake that was big.
Yep. Astro.
Is that it?
I think it's what it's called. Yeah.
So let's talk about this conspiracy that I know nothing about.
I figured we'd do this first. We would actually talk about the musicians.
I'm not going to be able to add much to this conversation.
Well, it's okay.
And that's not out of disrespect. It's just...
You don't know.
I just don't know.
I did a fair amount of research to make sure I could. Juice WRLD is first. And he is a rapper musician from Chicago. And his name was Jared Higgins, a.k.a. Juice WRLD. He grew up in a divorced household with an older brother. As a child, he was actually not even allowed to listen to hip-hop or rap.
I know you're not like saying anything like that's like it's just known about him.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it hit me. Yeah. Because people make fun of this. Like when the NFL draft is happening and like somebody drafts like a cornerback out of like LSU, like, oh, there's, you know, Jared Wright. He's a great, great cornerback. His parents got divorced at the age of two and he had to grow up in five different houses and he had a really hard time. But man, he can run fast. Look at him smile. They're like just, his mother was battling addiction for years. But wow, he's good at catching the ball.
Sorry, that's,
you weren't doing that, but no. That's what it made me think of. And anybody who watches NFL Draft knows exactly what I'm talking about.
That's very funny.
I mean, it's sad, but no, it's funny. I know what you mean.
Jared's first exposure to rock music was through Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I feel like...
A lot of people.
Yeah, that's cool, though. Good for those bands that were able to get on those games.
Oh, yeah. Super awesome.
I think AFI was on one. I think so.
Ballroom Blitz was on that. That's an old song.
But... Yeah, yeah. That always makes me think of a Tales from the Crypt episode.
Song number two was on that, I think.
Oh, with Blur?
Yeah.
Woohoo! I don't like that song.
I do.
It's just because you know the words.
Jared was a very talented musician from a young age, he learned to play the piano. And then he continued to learn to play the guitar and the drums before high school.
I wonder if he's got long fingers.
Have you seen his hands? They're like spiders. I don't mean like in a bad way.
I've never seen his hands.
Piano fingers. You know what's crazy? Yesterday, a music video dropped for Juice WRLD.
Oh, okay.
Which is crazy because he's been dead for 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, he died?
Yeah.
Wait, when did this conspiracy happen?
Let me get to the end of this.
Oh, wow.
He even played the trumpet as a teen in the band. Like you.
Wow, I don't think I would have made that ESPN NFL draft comparison if I knew he wasn't alive anymore. Now it feels dirty. Not that it was, you know, wrong, but...
You didn't know he was dead?
No, I literally you said know I nothing didn't know. About him. I know some about Travis Scott.
All right. So his first song, Juice WRLD's first song to hit the top 100 was in 2018. And Jared actually died on December 8th, 2019, a year or so later. And December 8th was actually the same day that John Lennon was shot. Not the same year, obviously.
That seems a little random, but okay.
It comes back later.
Okay.
Now, we could go deeper and deeper into Juice WRLD's career, how he got to where he was, how he got to be a famous star. But if we did that, this would be 100 years long. So let's move on to Travis Scott. Travis Scott, American rapper slash musician from Houston, Texas. And at the time of recording, he is 30 years old, and his real name is Jacquees Weber. He attended private school until he went to Elkins High School and graduated in 2007. He went to the University of Texas until he dropped out in his sophomore year to chase the dream of music. After dropping out, he moved to New York City, and in 2008, he put his band's EP on MySpace to network. While in a personal low...
Because he was on MySpace.
He was traveling between LA and then finally to Houston when the musician T.I. heard one of his songs and signed him. Weber worked hard with influential musicians in the scene on music until his first tour in 2015. And in 2016, his song Pick Up the Phone hit the top 100. In late 2021, November 21... Weber put up his own festival, which he'd been doing for a couple of years, called, fittingly, the Astro World Festival, fitting because of his most popular song. It took place in his hometown of Houston, Texas. And this is where the conspiracy takes place for him.
I want to go to Houston.
Like, with me or just in general?
I mean, if you're there, cool. You don't have to come.
So, before we get to the conspiracies or the next part, the question I have is, do these two have any connections? Does Juice WRLD and Travis Scott have any connections?
Are you asking the audience?
I'm not expecting them to know, but I have the answer.
Oh, okay. So is it a rhetorical question?
It is rhetorical, yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're not going on the frogman
path. Is there a frog? That's a man? Is Travis Scott a frogman?
If he was from Cincinnati.
You'd be suspicious.
His first single, Ribbit. Track the charts.
I actually listened to Pick Up the Phone on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
I listened to it and I was like, you know, about what I expected. Very, very much Travis Scott genre.
He has his own genre now.
Yeah, it's kind of like surrealist. That's what I'd say his genre is. Have you listened to his one song? Have you ever listened to anything else from him?
No.
It's unique.
I don't listen to the radio, which is why I miss out on a lot of new music.
So the connections between Juice WRLD and Travis Scott. So both are connected to some kind of conspiracy. Juice, how he died, and Travis to the tragic events at his festival.
So what happened at his festival?
We're going to get to that after we talk about Juice.
Okay.
And you're going to want to stay tuned because it's crazy. So listen to the whole episode. Yeah,
don't leave. Even if you're at your destination right now, just be late. Just sit in your car.
Wait a good 20 minutes.
Or do what everyone does in high school and just pop in some headphones and put your hood up.
They still do that.
In your
it's
class.
Easier now because they have AirPods.
And as soon as their Bluetooth connection goes, it's just blasting on their phone. Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't.
That's
it
happened wasn't. To me.
Really?
Yes.
I believe it.
So there was another link to the two rappers besides just them being connected to conspiracies. Juice was actually a big fan of Travis Scott's.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. He was a big influence in his music. And this is a quote from Juice. He said, I don't think I speak on it a lot, but Travis is one of my favorite artists. Juice continued, I remember when I was a sophomore in high school, when I used to write raps, this is none of the stuff I ever recorded, I used to be like, how would Travis say this?
That's got to be really cool, you know, for anybody in the world to meet your absolute hero or inspiration. And hopefully when you do meet them, they're a cool person. And you remember the questions you want to ask. Have you ever met anybody, even if they're not like a superhero? And I don't mean like a Marvel superhero. I mean like a superhero to you. And then you're like, oh, I should have asked him this.
You know what? When I met Dan Cummins after a show once.
Yeah.
And I completely f***ing froze. I barely said anything. Thank God Stephanie was there because she kind of just like guided me through it. But I was super starstruck.
Yeah, it happened.
That's the only time that's ever happened to me, though. It'll probably happen a lot more if we ever meet anybody else. Because that's just kind of the person I am. Like, I get super...
Well, when I just saw Rise Against over summer and I got to talk to the drummer and the guitarist, it was like, it was the basic ass things. Like, oh, how are you? Oh, what made you want to come to Cleveland first? And all this stuff. And then I left. I'm like, why didn't you ask them what their favorite song is on the new record or something like that? Or like your favorite riff. Like,
you get like in your head about meeting someone that you, I don't know, they've got a high place in your head already.
I'm going to take my planning and organization that I force on myself to the next level. I'm going to create a note in my phone for like my top 10 people I want to meet and questions so that if I ever see them, I'll pull it up first.
It's a good idea. Imagine you do that, right? Your phone falls out of the case, smashes on the ground, destroyed.
Then I'm like, how was your day? What's your favorite holiday?
You know, be a good question.
Do you like cheese?
If they have a tattoo, ask them what their favorite tattoo is.
Unless they say, I don't have any.
And well, then they say...
You know, conversation's over. Then I say, what would you get if you had to? If I put a knife to your throat and you had to get a tattoo, what would it be, Dave Matthews?
Then they call security. This is another quote, by the way. So Travis Scott, after Juice died, he said in like a tweet, you will live on forever, which is nice. So what happened to Juice WRLD, allegedly? According to his death certificate, 6 days after the young man turned 21, Jared passed at the Chicago airport Midway. He was pronounced dead at 3:15 a.m. He suffered a seizure shortly before landing at the airport. The official cause of death is accidental overdose of oxycodone and codeine. Cardiac arrest and seizure started in the plane when it started to land, but the potentially life-saving drug was not given quickly enough.
So he was taking it and then... He started having seizures, and then they tried to give him something to save him, but then he didn't get enough of it.
He didn't get fast enough. Narcan, which is something that will actually come up later in the Travis Scott part. It's a countermeasure to overdosing.
Mm-hmm.
Police, and at least in Ohio, are required to carry it now.
Got you.
Only reason I know that was because I've went through several trainings, one through a pharmacy and one through my school,
mm-hmm.
where we talked about Narcan.
Do you have one on you right now?
I'm always strapped with some Narcan, baby. No, I'm not. Conspiracies behind his death. It is believed that Juice WRLD swallowed several pills in order to hide them from federal agents that were waiting to search the plane when it arrived.
Because they were like illegal drugs?
Feds were waiting to search the plane on suspicion of drugs. They were right. Now, although Juice's friend Chris says that he didn't do it to avoid charges or being locked up by the feds, he was just highly addicted. Some people claim, like Tupac and Biggie, Jared is still very much alive, and he faked his death. Why? Well, there are two reasons that people speculate that. One, he kind of said he would do this. In one of his songs, All the Girls Are All the Same, he said, all this jealousy and agony that I sit in, I'm a jealous boy, and I feel like John Lennon. Now, according to Grunge, the rapper chose the date, the 8th, as a homage to John Lennon dying, because that's when he died, on the same day. The rapper also sang in the song Legends, what's the 27 Club? We ain't making it past 21. And he kind of called a shot because it was only 6 days after his birthday, which is terrible.
So was he 21 or 20?
He was 21, but only by a week.
So it seems like so far the conspiracies are either that it wasn't an accidental overdose, either he killed himself or he's still alive.
Yes. Now, number two, a year before Juice hit the top 100, he tweeted, my goal is to get overly famous, shine for a couple of years, then fake my death. He literally said that.
Did he say that or did he tweet that?
He literally tweeted it.
Oh, he tweeted. Okay.
Yeah. It seems as though upon hitting his first goal, the superstar, having dozens of songs already recorded, found the perfect time to execute the second part, you know, fake his death. And those are the two biggest conspiracies around his death.
So just out of curiosity, who's the driving force behind this?
TikTok and Twitter. People on TikTok and people on Twitter.
His fans?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, just like how people can accept that Biggie and Tupac pass.
Right. And I mean, when you have a super fans, they dissect every lyric, every interview, every tweet. So I mean, that makes sense, but okay.
I have my own theory. It's short. He has a lot of songs. A lot of them come out recently. A lot of things he talks about are A, demons, B, God, or C, hell. Which I find really interesting, considering he mentioned the 27 Club, considering
which means he knew about it.
Yeah, considering how hard he did shine and how fast. I speculate.
Are you going to suggest something that I think you're going to suggest?
I think so.
Are you going to say, and I don't want to steal your, go ahead. Make your proclamation.
Speculate. So my own theory is that he made a deal. He made a pact for his life and superstardom, or he refused to do something for his superstardom. And that's another thing that I think connects to Travis Scott, because maybe he didn't refuse. But that's what I'm proposing. Perhaps there's some kind of deal there. Now, even putting that out there, it means that in some way you have to believe that it's possible for it to happen, which I don't know if I'm even there yet. But that's something that I wanted to put out.
Well, I think for people in the conspiracy realm who like to talk about conspiracies, even if you don't believe in them necessarily, but if you get entertainment of talking about them, when you have somebody who is, now, in my opinion, I typically think about it as somebody who is either incredibly talented where it seems unreal, or somebody who doesn't seem that talented, but they're still very, very popular. Those are kind of my spectrums where I even like having that discussion. Not that I like the idea of anybody essentially selling their soul.
No, me neither.
But if you're going to have that conversation, those are pretty much the two sides I like to pick on.
Well, here's something else I think adds to that. He grew up really conservative. His mom raised him really conservative, which means religious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awareness there. And also, I think he was stupendously talented. I really do. I didn't at first, and then I started listening to more and more of his music, and I thought maybe there's something here about all the stuff they talked about with the demonic. It shows that there's a connection. Now, I have a long thread from Twitter from his friend Chris Long that he put out in May of 2021. I'm not going to read it because it's really heavy, but it basically just breaks down why Chris thinks it was just an accidental overdose, that he wasn't scared of the cops, but he had a problem. That's all it boils down to. And we'll post the pictures.
Okay.
If you want to read them yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
And that is the conspiracies on Juice WRLD's death. And now I want to carry this into book two, into the Travis Scott conspiracies.
If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed US-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you receive one free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your own website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free, promo code QUICKSTART to get started today.
What happened at Astroworld Fest? Well,
I don't know. I feel so out of touch.
You don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything.
It's fucking sad. I'll tell you that right now. It's not happy. So it took place in Houston, Texas. So what happened? 10 people were killed during the show. Many people were hurt during the show. The people that died ranged from the age of 27 to 9 years old.
Oof.
I know.
I mean, nobody's death is good.
No, but
it's sad. You know, it is sad.
Kid. He died days later, he died on the 14th.
Of what?
November. And the event actually happened on the 5th. So he was comatose for that many days.
What year did this happen?
2021.
So this was like a month ago.
So like 2 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So basically what happened, the crowd rushed the stage and the ebbs and flows crushed people to death under the mass. At approximately 9:30 p.m., the crowd started to push.
So the crowd rushed the
stage. So the ebbs and flows. You know how crowds, you've been in crowds before, right?
Yeah.
They kind of like ebb and flow, kind of like a wave.
Yeah.
These were so intense and so heavy that people were crushed to death and they fell and were stamped upon.
Okay. Yeah, dude, like, you know how many shows I've been at where there's like, and I mean this in the most respectful way possible, girls that are like 90 pounds in flip-flops up front. And it's just like, this how is are you not okay? going to end well. And they're champs a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But I'm always concerned.
No, but these were, I think, maybe even more intense because these people actually died from it.
No, I actually, like, I got to a point where I like, when a show starts and, like, the lights go out and, you know, everyone cheers because whoever's coming out, I'm always middle back. Because when you think you're close, you get a lot closer immediately as yeah. soon as, like, you see the first member of whatever.
Or the I've been front row at shows like that, and I got smashed into, like, the front bar.
Yeah, I this was a small venue, but I was with my friend. It was actually one of my first shows when I was 14, and I was, you know, 100 and nothing pounds, and I was, like, 5'4". And he showed me, he's like, put your leg up on the stage. Like, I was literally against the stage.
Yeah.
He said, put your leg up on it so you can use your leg as leverage. So when people are pushing against your back, which if it was a big enough crowd, I feel like that would have been a terrible idea. And maybe that is a bad idea. So I don't recommend doing that. I recommend what I said, stay middle to back to start. Is it the cool, savvy thing? Are you going to get the best pictures? No, but listen, people, you don't need to take your own pictures anymore. YouTube is so trustworthy.
Yeah, they got it.
Enjoy it with your, I feel like I'm a boomer. Enjoy it with your eyeballs and then just YouTube the show later. Or go to their Instagram as an artist or a band. There's maybe people with better cameras. Okay, a couple.
Yeah, but you're correct. People have better cameras, better positions
than you.
Yeah,
like yeah, take one picture just so you can show people you were there because it's not real until it's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I recommend the leg thing. I just know that's what I did. Going back to what you were saying, I understand. I guess I was having trouble with ebbs and flows. I thought it was like collapsing, like the stage collapse or something.
No, not even close.
So it's just I have a question, but I don't want to ruin your...
Okay, well, ask me at the end.
Okay.
Now that Grandpa Corner is over.
Just sit in the stands.
Now, a concert goer, Alexis, she quoted, "Once he started, all hell broke loose. All of what is to be 50,000 people ran at the front, compressing everyone together with the little air available."
How far away were they? Was it already standing space or did they like open the gates when he started?
It was already standing space. And here's the other thing. There was space available. They didn't have to do this.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like pent up 16 months of not seeing live music.
I think that's pretty accurate.
I think people, you know, went a long time without a concert experience. Sing music that they love live.
And they just went nuts.
Yeah. Which I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but at the same time, it's like, people are going crazy in their own ways, like stir crazy during the pandemic. I mean, it's still the pandemic, but when it was like lockdown, you know, people are going crazy. So I think
cabin fever.
Yeah. So if this was like your first show, you know, you're like excited and you know, I'm not justifying what happened, but I guess to a certain degree, I get it.
Now, there are two big conspiracies about what happened.
Yeah, the crowd rushing.
Now, one boils down to drugs, and the other boils down to Travis Scott being a Satanist.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said when I heard it, too. And then I heard the argument, and I was like, damn, maybe. Now, let's talk about the drugs. Maybe this is not the reason so many people died, but it might have been the catalyst. A security guard was found with a needle mark on his neck and was confirmed by the police to be given Narcan, the life-saving drug. Now, he was not the only person found and administered Narcan that evening. A good amount of people, like, They can't confirm how many it was, but it was between like 12 and 20 that were given Narcan to save their lives. The people that died were all in the same section of the crowd, in the same pretty close condensed area. And that's where all the people that were given Narcan were found as well.
So is this suggesting that they didn't die from being trampled? They were given the Narcan and that kind of took them out, and then they just were trampled because they couldn't stop themselves from getting trampled?
No, it wasn't the Narcan that killed them. No, the Narcan was not the culprit. The Narcan was the savior.
Oh.
However, there might have been many more people that didn't get the Narcan. Now, some people think and or saw, say they saw, people in the crowd with syringes full of what can only be assumed to be opioids. And they were sticking people in the crowd with the opioids.
That's like the, you know, like the parental fear of like my child is going to jump in the ball pit and there's going to be a needle in it.
Yes.
That's like that times 10 because it's, I mean.
That's so much scarier.
They're all scary, I guess. Any, you know, it's not good. It's bad juju. But like, could you imagine just enjoying a show and then you get pricked in the neck?
And then you pass out because it's an opioid and you get trampled to death. And that's what happened to those people that were trampled.
If you were there, you could have saved at least one person.
Me?
Yeah, you have you Narcan.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have it on me.
Well, then you would save no people and you were no help. You should be ashamed.
And this is a quote from someone who is close to the concert's organizers. They said, quote, "This was a targeted attack on innocent people, including a child." The source continued, "People were being spiked against their will." So this is speculation from people inside the organization themselves.
So this is like a very serious play on the idea of like, oh, somebody spiked the punch at the high school prom.
I'd say it's a much more devastating play on that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of sick people in this world that are like, you know, they're probably laughing the whole way to the concert. Like,
oh, yeah,
we're going to, you know, and then they just see it, a kid, and like,
oh. Wouldn't it be funny if we got this kid high?
Yeah.
But that's terrible.
If this is true, I would like and hope to assume that it was a prank meant to make people high, not get them killed.
I don't know what the intent was, but I know it's true that they found a security guard with a needle that they saved in Narcan.
Maybe they're like, let's prick this kid and watch him the night. And like, oh, and like, he's like dancing funny. And like, oh, look, this, we got this kid high at the show. I'm not trying to justify this behavior because I think it's despicable. But then the idea of like, they got the person high and then they fell over and then they died. I don't think you could look that far ahead. I don't think these people are looking far ahead at all in life.
No.
But I don't think they would assume that they would die from getting trampled. It would probably be more realistic in their mind that they would die from an overdose rather than like the trampling. Do you think these people knew in the moment that they got injected? Or do you think, are the needles so...
No, I would imagine they didn't notice, especially with all the things going around. Maybe they felt like a pain for a moment, but...
That is the power of technology with needles.
Yeah.
Not that COVID needle, though, that goes in your muscle. They want you to feel every bit of that. So can I do my question now? Because it's related specifically to that.
Go ahead.
So I feel like we're a very reactionary society. Obviously, this isn't even close to the same level. Not that we compare tragedies to like 9/11. But as soon as 9/11 happened, you know that shit got very serious and secure at airports. Do you think that this could actually lead to some new laws, stipulations, or regulations at concerts now to prevent that ebb and flow or that crowd rushing?
I don't know. Because I thought of that too. That if this is going to be the new normal, then they have to do something to stop that being the normal. And I don't know what they could do.
They could make it, instead of like standing sections, they could put chairs. Like if you've been to like a concert. Like
Blossom.
Yeah, but then you could still rush in the lawn.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I was at, it was the queue at the time, but I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and instead of like standing room, they had just like chairs so they could sell tickets to those seats.
Perhaps barriers spread out too throughout the crowd. Like
sections.
Yeah.
Just so that you can't get like 100,000 people rushing, or however many it was.
50,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which almost feels like a bummer, but also that's immense amount of pressure.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do. I just wonder, and maybe this is just a one-off and nothing will change.
But I think if this continues to happen, this kind of thing continues to happen, then perhaps.
But it's not just the wave, it was the drugs.
Potentially. Not proven.
So that's a theory.
It's a theory.
Okay.
People claim they saw it, and also people And the security guard's proven, but that's it.
Gotcha. Okay, so go ahead with the conspiracy two.
Okay, so the second conspiracy, Travis Scott is a Satanist. Now, we know that because Travis Scott used demon-like imagery and surrealist imagery in promoting this event, and either this was a giant mistake, which led to, it wasn't on purpose, and he just wanted to be edgy, or it's a big, real hint to his motives.
So, what did he use to promote it?
Demon and surrealist imagery. And surrealist is an artistic term.
But I mean, like...
Like, what exactly?
Yeah.
I'll show you one thing. In order to enter the event, there was a gate-like mouth structure. Some have likened it to a painting called Christ in Limbo. And honestly, I can see it. So, this is the first photo of the entrance.
Oh, okay.
And this is the painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have other examples of the surrealist imagery, but...
I feel like it's like an extremist like thing now. It's like when Lil Nas X was putting the blood in his shoes.
Yes. I think that's closer to what it was.
Yeah, it's just... I don't want to say it's gimmicky, but...
It is a little bit. No, it totally is. So some people think that the rapper planned this event for a reason, and they think it was to sacrifice to Satan. Now, because he didn't stop the show, they think that this was his devious plot. Now, Travis went on record, and he obviously apologized, and he's like, my sympathies toward the families, all that kind of stuff. But he didn't stop the show when people thought he knew people were in danger. So people thought that he was aware of what was going on, and he didn't stop the show.
What makes people think he was aware?
Several fans rushed the stage. He even did stop the show a couple times to get people out of where they were in trouble.
Okay. So he was aware.
Yeah, he was.
I was going to say, when the light's on stage and stuff, sometimes you don't know what's happening in the crowd, but...
That's true, but he never really stopped the show. Now, do you think that Juice WRLD dying was a defiant act against someone he sold his soul to? Now, this could lean to the discussion, so maybe wait to answer that question, but do you think these things are, like, connected in some kind of cosmic way?
So how would they be connected?
So, okay, Juice blows up, right? He is super popular, and then something wants him to do a giant festival. He says no. So what happens? He dies. Now, Travis is also...
Was he supposed to do a massive festival?
I mean, his stardom was really getting really popular, and I think it's almost silly not to assume that he would be putting on tour sometime soon. And... Travis was also blowing up, and to avoid what happened to Juice, he did something like this to ensure that he wouldn't die. Now, I'll give you this. It's a stretch.
I feel like I'm still missing the link between the two of them.
Now, necessarily, they don't have to be linked. I don't think they do, in reality.
They seem like two famous rappers with, like, I don't, like, the parallel, I feel like you can tell Juice's story, That's Jarvis Landry. I feel like you can tell Juice WRLD's story without Travis Scott. And I feel like you can tell Travis Scott's story without Juice WRLD. So I'm curious what brings them together.
I don't know if necessarily anything in the story does besides my own speculation. I think that's a totally fair question because I think you're right. You could tell their story separately. But I do think they kind of fit a narrative of sell your soul or you die.
I mean, I can see the narrative. I don't know. It feels like a major stretch. It's not like they were best friends. That's like true. Best friends that went to high school together, went to college together. They went their separate ways. Juice WRLD dealt with all these demons, and then he died. And then Travis Scott commented on it in a certain way that looked suspicious. And then he sold his soul at this concert. You know what I mean? Like then it'd be like, oh, okay, clearly there's a parallel. Rather than Juice WRLD was just a fan of Travis Scott.
You're right. There's not really a parallel there. And Travis is almost 8 years his senior.
And not just because there's no obvious connection doesn't mean there is one. It's just, it feels like there's two stories.
I agree. And the connection is tenuous at best. But I do think they're both interesting stories to tell.
I think, here's the other thing. I think, this doesn't lead me to believe that Juice WRLD sold his soul or denied. I mean, he had the immense popularity, but a lot of people do in this day and age. And you even said he was super talented. I can't speak to his talent because I'm not familiar, but at least he was talented. Where I feel like there's more of an argument for Travis Scott, and I'm not, don't put me on record saying he sold his soul. I'm not trying to you know, that's putting words in my mouth. But I think there's more of a conspiracy. There's more weight to it in that way.
To me, it's just how fast Juice WRLD blew up. Just how fast that happened for him. Because he was only really famous for about a year.
You know what would be T.I.? If there was a T.I. thread in this as well. Oh, T.I. yeah. Technically is the reason.
From Texas, I think.
I don't know.
Do you want to discuss?
Yes.
So, before we get to the discussion this week, I want to stop the show and go ahead and thank the people as of this recording who have recently joined our Patreon, and that is Madison and Allie. So, thank you so much for supporting the show and joining all the people on Patreon where they get all that really cool content, like the dedicated gets those really cool exclusive merch items, which we now can reveal is a beanie with a unique logo on it, which is came out really cool.
Yeah, little UFO abducting the T
in the
the believing the bizarre. So if you want that, literally everybody in our dedicated tier can get it for free if they want it. And if you join this month, January 2022, you can also get it for free.
And if you want to hear me totally beat Tyler in this month's quiz, yes.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm putting the energy out there.
Okay.
If you want to hear that, you want to hear me stomp them, please feel free to join at the $5 tier because that's where you get to listen to it. And that's going to be a lot of fun because those are always a lot of fun.
I do enjoy the quizzes.
But with that being said, let's get back to the episode. I don't know if they're connected, but I think they're definitely both conspiracies. Are they both real? I don't know. I'm going to kind of just pass that plate on to you. I want to know what you're thinking right now. Do you think that these are both real conspiracies? Are any of them real? Are some of them viable? Are some of them like, oh, wow, that's really cool? What do you think?
No.
You don't like any of them?
Not particularly. I think it's the Travis Scott one doesn't. I don't think so. I think some idiots did sneak drugs in, and that's the case. Or I think there's two explanations for that. Either people did get drugged and that led them more easily to be trampled and get killed, or it was like what I was talking about with COVID, where people were pent up for, you know, a year and a half, finally got to go to a show, couldn't contain themselves. I mean, my connection is always sports, but once sports came back from the pandemic, you know, people hadn't watched basketball, for instance, in like a year. As soon as people started coming back in the stands, people were throwing stuff at the players. There was like a 3-week stretch where somebody threw something, I think it was either Russell Westbrook, like people were throwing bottles and stuff like that. Or somebody threw something at, I can't remember what player it was, but things were getting thrown at players. It seemed like just people didn't know how to act anymore. So I'm attributing that to the Travis Scott. I think it's either people not knowing how to act anymore, being too excited, or people really did get drugged. But either way, I don't think Travis Scott is behind it. I think the demon imagery, if that's what we're going to call it, it seems to kind of be a thing now. Like I said, with Lil Nas X and things like that. So for that one, I'm going to put a pin in it. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think even if it is one of those two things, it's not really a conspiracy. I think it's just people acting out, because that's what humans do, because we're all crazy. For Juice WRLD, I don't think he faked his own death. I think in 2022, it's be incredibly hard to hide, especially when you're that famous. And if you like being famous, I think it'd be hard. I'm not saying he couldn't do it.
Well, if you like being famous.
I'm not famous, so I can't speak to it. So I don't know what he was going through.
Okay.
But I don't think he faked it. And I also don't think he would be hiding it, because I feel like a lot of people do drugs. It's not like.
Yeah, no. And his friend Chris said he wasn't scared of going to jail.
So I honestly think I'm going unbelievable across the board on conspiracies. I think it's most likely an unfortunate overdose for Juice WRLD. And I think it's people being stupid at Travis Scott's show.
I don't think Travis Scott's a Satanist. I don't. I think he's too nice of a guy, actually.
Well, I don't know anything.
I don't know. Satanists can be nice. But not like I worship the devil kind of Satanist. Those people aren't nice. I don't think he's that. I think you're right. I think the drug thing did happen. I do think that's what happened with a lot of those people, that they were doped and then they passed out and were trampled. I think that's definitely part of it. And with Juice WRLD, I think it's nice. It's a nice thought if he did fake his death. Kind of crazy that he did, you know, put that out there.
No, I mean, that is the strangest thing. Unless, now, I guess an argument could be, was it overdosing or was it suicide?
That is an argument.
Which isn't really, it's not, because it, I felt like it was mostly posed as like either isn't dead, overdose, you know, but, you know, could it have been?
Well, here's the thing with those kinds of drugs. You do them and then your tolerance goes up and you do more and more, and that's how overdosing happens. I think that definitely could be a big factor in what happened to him.
Especially if you're not happy.
Yeah.
So where do you land on all this?
Travis Scott, I give, if we call the drugs, if we call that a conspiracy, I give that a believable. But Juice WRLD, I give it unbelievable. I don't think he faked his own death.
I guess I don't know exactly where drugs land in terms of the conspiracy, because I don't have a good pulse on how the world feels about it. Do most people think there weren't drugs involved, or are people buying it? I don't know. Like, how in the conspiracy world is the fact that people are getting, that were drugged?
It's a mixed bag. It's not proven, but there were people revived with Narcan. So it's,
and that's a fact.
That's a fact.
And it doesn't feel.
But that could just be recreational drugs. Like, yeah. Well, that could just be people doing them on their own volition.
Yeah, that's true. So how do you want the believability scale to work for Travis Scott's?
I think if you think it's drugs, it's believable, which I think it definitely could be.
Okay, so if it's drugs, I'm definitely going to go at least, yeah, I'll go believable with that. It doesn't necessarily feel like a conspiracy to me. It seems like a very, I guess any conspiracy could be a strong possibility, but it doesn't fit the mold on what I think a conspiracy is. Mm-hmm. But if that's the way it's pitched, then I would say believable.
I think you're right, though. I think these stories don't have anything in common. I thought that maybe there might be a thread, but I don't know. I kind of like that we just kind of played with them until they didn't make sense anymore.
Well, that's what you do when you shoot the breeze and you talk about conspiracies.
You're 100% right. I think you're making a joke there, but you're right.
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. It's just the only difference is this is being recorded.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
It's. I feel like so much conspiracy is built on the what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Agree. It's like, what if there is a connection between Juice WRLD because he was such a huge fan of Travis Scott.
Yeah.
In the way that he went out.
Yeah. I thought maybe there was, but talking to you, I don't think there is. But that's okay. And I think you're right. I think
there's yeah. probably a lot of people out there like me that didn't know about either of them. And now you do, besides that Travis Scott did a song with Drake.
That was my goal. What was my goal?
Just a little education. Mm-hmm. You're working a little overtime. You should get paid for that. Talk to your school.
I will.
Everybody email Charlie School and tell him you learned. Give everybody who listens a pop quiz. Get a gold star for your refrigerator.
Thank you for listening to this episode on the Juice WRLD and Travis Scott conspiracies. Got it. First take that time. Man. I was so excited to come here and record this. I was almost jumping to come in your door to record this. I was so excited. I'm glad we did it, because I've been planning this for a while.
It's always a good thing when you're excited about an episode.
Imagine how excited and relieved you're going to be when you do the Hat Man.
Oh, one day. Maybe that'll be our last episode. That'll be like the mic drop.
Oh, Jesus. I hope not.
No, what did I say? Was it on here or was it Patreon where it's like, I'm not going to do it, but it'll be released posthumously. Was that on?
I don't remember it.
I don't know.
We say so much stuff.
We do say
so much
a stuff. Lot of stuff. But you know what we don't say enough is that if you're enjoying the podcast and you want to let us know about it, if you're on Apple, leave a 5-star review and tell us words, combine letters to create sentences and say what you like about the podcast. And if you're on Spotify, you don't get that opportunity yet, but no. That's okay, because you can still hit that 5 stars.
And we appreciate the heck out of that. And if you're like, where can I get more content? We said it already, but you can go to the Patreon where we play games with producer Ben, who's in the room. Hello, Ben.
He's in the room. Give us a loud hey.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're getting ready to do a Patreon thing.
Always, always doing more and more content. There's no time for reflection when there's Believing the Bizarre. We were actually just talking about the Princess Diana episode. Like, it wasn't that long ago, because we were talking about things, context happening, you know, in our lives at that time. It's been almost a freaking year.
Yeah.
It was February 9th.
Which blows my mind.
Almost a full year ago. So thank you everybody who's been rocking with us since then. Thank you everybody who's been with us since the beginning. And thank you everybody who literally just discovered us.
Yeah.
We're still just finding our groove, so you're not missing out on anything. Not missing out on anything. But seriously, thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch I'm Ben.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
Podcast as bizarre as you are.